This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I have to do this PSA every once in a while for people. That's what the radio station is for.
This is T-Hack talking.
Yeah, but the only PSA that I know that he does is about bikers. So
Is this about that?
No, it's not. It's
so
a
you have
one.
More than one cause that
yeah,
you're on.
Wow. Yeah, that I champ. That yeah. I champion.
Yeah. So yeah. If you're
anti-bike.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Which, by the way.
Oh wait, I think I know. Okay.
To my point of the bikes, we were up in the mountains recently. My family up in beautiful Keystone, Dillon, that kind of area. Beautiful trails. Go ride your bike there. It's where. What are you riding on Bellevue for?
Because they're going to work or something, Jail.
In their tights?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, where do you work then?
Because you change
our
when you
old,
get there.
Yeah, our old GM would do that.
He would ride his bike all the way back down to Steel Street. He lived at one Steel Street where Matsuhisa is in Cherry Creek, and he rode there from here. Now, from here to I don't know, Hamden-y? You got to be on roads, and somewhere down there, you get on the Cherry Creek Trail.
Yeah.
Sort of that, is it the Platte or something?
I think so.
But that's great. That part's great. That's great.
So what is he supposed to do between here and there?
I don't know.
Levitate?
To find a different way to ride.
The level?
I don't know. I think he could probably afford a car. I think he had one, right?
I'm going to give out.
That's not the point.
He wanted to be fit. And then he would change clothes when he got here.
Yeah.
So he had Stitch Fix male clothes to him here.
Okay.
And then he would come in and he'd put on his linen suit.
So they're all the folded and so he took them right out of the
No, because it was this is, oh my God. There's 20 things that we need to say right now. I've done this on the show before and I just want to say it one more time. Aaron, you may be able to help me. There's other people. I need somebody to dress me.
Mm-hmm.
I want new clothes. So I went on Stitch Fix. I went and did the thing, and I was like, tell us about your style, tell us about your height, your weight, what you like or whatever. And I clicked and they started showing me outfits and it was all the clothes our old boss wore, and I'm like, we're not the same dude, you just suggest the same crap to everybody.
They were bike tights, right? And weird long helmet.
Yes.
No.
I'm like, that's not me. So they only have one type of clothes. I need somebody to dress me for me, but I don't want to wear old guy clothes, but I also don't want to
What do you need? I don't even think you need to change. What do you need
know.
To change?
Should
what would you do different?
You're wearing a graphic tee today and it makes me a little jealous.
Does it
you're
really?
Like a Coors. Yeah, I think I can wear graphic tees. But
yeah.
I can see from here that thing is way too thick.
It's not.
It's a thick shirt.
No, it's not. It's
not.
Actually really thin.
It seems like something T-Hack would wear.
Oh, no.
Because T-Hack wears these, you can basically make a tent way thick.
Yeah, with a double C.
No, this is very thin.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I want it to feel like you wash it twice, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
I know that you have a PSA to get to.
None of this was my PSA.
But if it's anything as offensive as the bike thing, maybe you should just keep it to yourself. Because there's a lot of people. Colorado is one of the fittest states.
Mm-hmm.
Denver is one of the fittest cities. So there's a lot of people who listen to this show.
Yeah.
And
hold on, real quick, another tangent. We've gotten so many texts. It's like, let T-Hack tell his story. And
Yeah, this is why I don't let him tell his story.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's going to tell a stupid story.
No, this PSA ties into Denver being very fit and everything.
Okay.
It's the PSA. I wonder if Aaron said she thinks it.
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Okay. Do you want to guess? Do we let you guess
first? Is it about calling people out for not drinking? Yeah. Because I remember I stepped in and I was like, he doesn't drink. Stop asking.
Thank you. PSA. Hey, mind your business. Mind your own business. You don't
know. We were out for drinks.
You don't know me.
We were out for drinks.
You don't know me. I don't know what I've been through. You don't know what coin might be in my pocket or whatever.
I know, but you're on the Slacker show, which I don't like the name of it, but you know what I'm saying. There is an assumption. No, I'm just saying, when you're on the Slacker show, what do people know me as?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but I mean, like you, we're looking for somebody to sit in the chair that's right next to you, Aaron. You think we're going to bring in a teetotaling, like, I know we, like, HR-wise, I got to say, sure, but, like, come on. Like, I don't want
to,
like.
Well, yeah, that's a perspective that we don't have here, because I guess to be on the Slacker show, you have to be an alcoholic.
No. that's where we're at right now.
You said
thank
it.
Thank you, Aaron. No, thank you. Because you did step in, and thank you for that.
Because as someone who has, like, waves with drinking, I totally understand. Because I've been asked that before, too, and it's like, I just don't want to drink. End of story.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not a teetotaler. I'm not. I just don't really want to drink. And it, so that should be good enough of an answer.
We were out for drinks. We were invited to a happy hour, and we were out for drinks.
And there's also food included in happy hour, right?
Right. But he wasn't even ordering food. But here's the thing. Right.
Which everyone's up on boat about that too, okay? Just mind your business, everyone. I'm locked in right now.
No,
trying to not eat the fries.
No, you're not.
I literally ate the whole bowl of fries.
God, they were good.
They were so good.
But here's the problem. Like, I think the person who kept asking you to get a drink might have, I don't know how to say this, like, two of our bosses were also attending this happy hour.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And I think...
And they had drinks. Very unprofessional.
That's okay. That's exactly what I'm saying. Is I think that person who kept encouraging you to get a drink was like, dude, you don't have to worry that your boss is here. Like, I think it was from a loving angle and not a peer pressure angle.
Interesting. Because I honestly feel like this has been a change in me personally, because a few years ago, I would have just had a drink. Because it would have been easier. It would have been... Just to fit in all that stuff.
Well, because even the server was like, I even offered him a non-alcoholic. And it's like, obviously, that just means he wants water.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the server did great. She's like, we have a great non-alcoholic, whatever. And I was like,
the mocktails.
I said,
they have good. Great mocktails.
Yeah. I said, that's great to know. And she just kind of gave me, okay.
Yeah.
And then she dropped it. I was like, okay, well, now you know, and you'll order if you want to or not.
It's just.
But I'm proud of myself, because a few years ago, I would have just given into the peer pressure. But here's the thing. But now I'm not. I'm just like, I don't drink, so I don't drink. I'm not going to drink just because other people are drinking. Like, I'm old enough to not do that. I'm like trying
to
mature.
We're about to travel together. Are you going to drink when we're out at a bar there?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? Depends on the mood.
Oh. Are you going to drink, Aaron?
I don't know.
But here's the thing with drinking, right? So if I don't drink, everyone goes, oh, come on, just have one. Come on. So I deal with that. If I get a drink and then they come back for, hey, anyone want another one? No, one's enough for me. Then what does everyone say?
Come on.
Well, I only want. So it's like, I'm going to deal with it either way. I might as well just do what I want to do. And that's just, I don't really want to drink right now. Can we just leave it at that? That's my PSA. Mind your own business, everyone.
Dude, I don't know what to
do. I'm on his side 100%.
When you say it like that, you're 100% right. There's no, I'm over here trying to, like,
peer
take
pressure?
You down. No, not, no.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink or not?
I didn't want a drink last night, but I had to.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.